I'm going to record a quick audio boo. I've just got to get it off my chest, really. I don't want to keep thinking about this all weekend. We've had a week now of being censored by O2 for being adult content. Our fresh local food clearly offends them, or they're about to release their own fresh local food finder, cynically thinking. Much more likely they've got a ridiculously flimsy and automated adult content filter. And they've apologised and they've lifted the restrictions, and now, for the first time in since last Monday, people on the O2 network can use our app when they're out again. I have to say it's been a real challenge to kind of deal with, because we didn't plan for it, you know. We never expected there to be a censorship issue in the UK with building a mobile app. But it's happened, and it means that we've had ridiculously huge drop-offs in the amount of people actually joining our service after downloading the app compared to before. You know, that's for a young startup with no funds to speak of. We're bootstrapped and we're doing it all as best as we can, and we're not going anywhere, you know. But nonetheless, it's a struggle to get to that stage in that position in any kind of good shape. And we've got there, you know, we've got launched. And really, this last week was just a real surprise. We've all found it hard. Jeff spent massive amounts of time trying to work on the code, thinking it was something we'd done wrong, when really it was just them being stupid with this censorship policy. And I've had a couple of glasses of wine, so don't quote me on this, so to speak, to use the expression. But I really object to not necessarily specifically the Love Fresh incident. That I object to greatly. I'd kind of got over it a little bit this morning until we found that now we're blocked by Virgin Media. Which, again, same effect. You can't go to the website unless you go through their over 18 certificate system, which involves fiddling around. And you can't use the iPhone app at all because it won't connect. It'll just get rejected by the server. I've no energy to fight it. I'm absolutely worn out. We've been working for 6 months, but for the last month with very little sleep, you know, just working on what we thought was our important challenges, building a really simple to use framework for communities to connect together with their food suppliers and their local producers, and help them thrive by using them a lot. And you know, we're not a revolutionary platform, but we would suggest that we could be used for to great effect for food change because of the systems that we'll be rolling out and have already rolled out that, you know, locate and connect food in the community and drink. So that was our challenge. We've done a really damn good job of it so far. We're really, really pleased with ourselves from the point of view of how much effort we've put in, what we've achieved, how close to our vision it is. All of these things, they feel we should have a proud team. We've just had Jim join us, or John rather, join us. My name is Jim from the game community. We'll always call him Jim, but yeah, it's John McBroom. He's joined us as our resident hacker, basically. Known him for years. He's a fantastically intelligent fella. And he's got a great imagination, and he's a top fella. So it's just a really good thing he joins James, E, Matt, Jeff and I. And, you know, we've got a really strong team. But we never expected to have to go up against restrictions imposed without telling us, without warning, by UK mobile operators, because we've got Love in our name. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. That's the only thing we've been able to establish as feasibly a reason, because there's nothing else about our service that's pornographic in any way. Well, not that Love is pornographic in any way, or adult in any way. It's hugely frustrating. Something's really broken with the UK mobile network. As someone said to me earlier today, you know, the government's ambitions for us, we have a feasibly mobile internet by 2015. You know, the future of the internet is mobile, goes the thought. And we better catch up as a nation. We're not going to be ready anyway. We need 4G everywhere for that to be a reality. But leaving that aside, you know, it's hardly sounding to me like the framework's in place for either that or for any kind of big bloody society, because as far as I can tell, we've been motivated and driven by a passion for fresh local food and community. That's what five of us have been working for all this time to build. Three of us have given us careers to do it. With no funding or help from any government body, they were all shutting down when we were starting up. All the national lottery funds and all the government food funds and the 4IP fund, they'd all been slashed. So none of the usual things that startups in the UK had been relying on to get launched were available. So we've had absolutely no income. We've got, you know, CTO Jeff, two kids. Matt's got one due in a week. The last thing, what we desperately needed was traction, and we desperately needed reliability and people to fall in love with the service for its simplicity. We don't have a directory. We're about making the local food story known. So, you know, we discarded our 100,000 producer directory because it was noise and it was useless. The story is what's important to communities. The live happening events, the people checking in, the people saying this great butchers is doing a fantastic job, this local farmer's doing an awesome job. It's not about preaching about local food, as someone on The Guardian comments to our article about O2 had said. We're just not about that at all. We haven't got any firm view about how the world food economy should work. We just love eating local food ourselves because it's been, you know, the life of the animal is available to see, or the field of the vegetable and the farmer that grew it and the family that the farmer feeds are all available to see. That's what we love. All power to farms that rely on exports and all the rest of the huge agricultural industry. We've no bones with that. We want farmers of all disciplines to use Love Fresh to tell their local food story. It's the local food story because you are growing or producing your food locally. Whether you ship it away or other is your choice, and something for communities themselves to think about, not for a platform like Love Fresh. Love Fresh is just about what you're doing with your food. And that really pisses me off, and I'm really conscious. I'm scared to tweet now because I'm very frustrated, overtired, beaten down. I have no idea what to do about Virgin, short of what we've done, which is contacting them, pleading, what on earth are you doing now, blocking our service? They're just not, you know. Look, let me be honest. I had a mental breakdown 3 years ago. I was in the city in a stressful job. I've spent 2 years recovering. I've got over agoraphobia. I've had a bipolar diagnosis, which has now been squashed. I've withdrawn in the last 2 months from the maximum dose of the SSRI duloxetine to zero 6 or 7 weeks ago. I've had, you know, we've moved out of London because of all of this stuff. My wife's had to move jobs to Manchester. We've had so many challenges. The guys in the team have had their own challenges. We've all had challenges building the platform. It's been very difficult. And you just don't expect censorship in the UK to be the thing that knocks you for six, frankly. And I'm making this boo because I'm just going to try and stay away from the net for a couple of days and screw whatever the effect of that is on the immediate situation. We've got to get ready for South by Southwest. We can't let this pull us down any more than it has. We'll have to just apologise to Virgin Media customers for the time being and say, if you want to use our service, you've got to give them your credit card details or whatever it is that they require to prove you're 18. But yeah, I'm desperately in need of just withdrawing from the whole thought of it all. We can't fix this. We're pretty powerless. We or ignorant. Call us what you like. You know, we're just a bloody little UK startup, a bunch of geeks who love food and wanted to build something that we thought was a very sensible way of laying out the way that UK food could, and worldwide food could, not change necessarily, but just give people the options to think about change. Give people the tools so that if they decide they want to organise around their community, it's not an issue at all. And I know I must sound like an awful emo. I'm sure of it. I'm really reluctant to moan and so openly on Audioboo, but I've used it openly to diarise my life for the last 2.5 years, and it's been very helpful. And frankly, no amount of launching companies or getting annoyed with mobile broadband providers. Oh God. It's not made any better by the fact O2 are also my broadband provider, and that's been off since I started moaning on it on Twitter, which I'm sure is a coincidence, but is extremely frustrating to have no broadband, and when it does come up, it goes down again a few minutes later. So it's been fine for months, and it's just, it's not so much that I connect the two, it's more that it couldn't have come at a worse time for irritating the hell out of me about O2 and how useless they've been in the first place. I'd come to peace with that because The Guardian have published an article, and you know, let's be straight about this. Our big problem with this O2 thing was that users who downloaded the app couldn't use it and couldn't sign up for membership because of the fact that they couldn't use it and wouldn't have signed up for membership because it was inoperable. And that's why we were featured on the iTunes store in our launch fortnight. It's the one time we've been building up for, the one time that we had to get the immediate momentum to build up and carry on going. Like I say, The Guardian publishing about it will have helped us keep that momentum because more people will now know about us. So I'm sure there's a kind of offset effect. But boy, you know, are we going to get a reputation as the service that's just failed because people try and access us and they get restricted? I don't know. And I'm scared to moan because I also don't want the reputation as the CEO can't be positive. But in fact, it's all about the love fresh. We don't even allow negative comments on the site. It's all about if you've got something positive to say, say it. So this ain't helping me build that image out, is it? Anyway. I'm really ranting, but I'm a little bit drunk. I've had a couple of glasses of wine. And I am furious. I'm just so frustrated. Thoroughly frustrated. Maybe I'd be able to ride this storm better if we were funded, or all the other things that mean you've less uncertainty. But, you know, LaFresh needs funding. And it ain't going to come if we don't get momentum and if we don't get traction and if we can't show conversion. And we were doing all of those things. And then suddenly O2 switches off and everything dips through the floor. So you can imagine why, you feel like crying.